Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to American Idol Season 18. This is me, part one, after show. Wow, we got some new stuff tonight, and we're here to talk about it live. I am joined, as always, by Lisa Macy, day one American Idol fan. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Trina. Hey, Hamza. Day one. Still a fan. Good to see you.
Absolutely. And Mr. Hamza Khan is back with us this week. He is our technical music expert. Welcome back, Hamza. What's up?
Oh, man. I missed you guys last week. I'm happy to be back online. All my equipment, everything's working today. So let's talk about this episode.
Amazing. We are going to be talking about what we really think of This Is Me Part 1 and 2 coming up. We're going to talk about some great things that we saw that we were excited to recap. And then we're going to clue you guys in on what our ideas are for what American Idol show should do to go live. And then we've got some happy news from Lisa. We've got a fun special segment from Hamza. We're going to share some predictions. And that's going to be that. So why don't we start out with our overall thoughts? Lisa, give it to us.
I didn't know what to expect from the show. Didn't know if I'd like it. Didn't know if it would be filler, but I was actually really entertained. I liked seeing a lot of performances from the contestants that maybe were early on, like audition time. I liked being reminded of those early performances, and I liked seeing some of the old contestants come back too. I enjoyed it. Didn't know what to expect, but I did enjoy it.
There we go. Hamza, what about you?
I mean, we had a medley of music. We had a symphony of songs, and we had nothing but recycled clips. However, I thoroughly enjoyed watching it because, I mean, I do watch American Idol for the music aspect of it, and seeing some of these other contestants I didn't see get to perform a little bit, it was just kind of nice. It's kind of nice overall. I liked it.
There we go. I agree. It was fun to try to remember what was happening, especially in the auditions. We have so much going on. So it was nice to see some of our favorites come back and learn again about how they got there. Got to dig into the world of some other people for a little bit too, which was nice because, as we all know, the sob stories tend to take over and we don't get to know the people that maybe have just an average story. So that was nice too. But let's get into the real deal about what we think about the This Is Me episodes. We've got one from tonight and then we have another two-hour episode tomorrow night with the second set of 10 contestants. So I'll go ahead and start. I'll just say that I understand why they would do it because we are in the middle of a pandemic, y'all, and they needed to give us any content that we have not seen or at least can reference a reason why we're re-seeing it. But being so involved every week, now all I want to see is what happened next. Who's going to sing what? Who's going to make it? And so these episodes are a little bit rougher for me to watch because of that. What did you think, Lisa?
I'm totally with you. Typically, I don't like filler episodes. Can't say I was really looking forward to this episode, but I was pleasantly surprised. I really was. The only thing I would change different is I wish they had shown more of the performances. I would have enjoyed the show more if they just, took the top 21 within these two episodes and showed every full complete performance they did. Like there were some contestants that I had forgotten about their early performances, or maybe we didn't see them. So I think it would have been more enjoyable if they, I did like seeing them bring some people back, but even if they did away with that part and just showed the top 20 and their full complete performances, all of them, I would have liked to have done that. Like, oh yeah, that person did that song. I didn't realize who they were at that point. But that being said, they didn't do it that way. So it was more entertaining than what I was expecting.
What about you, Hamza? What are your thoughts?
I actually agree with Lisa. Actually, it's a great thought to have full performances on there. That'd been fun to watch, in my opinion. If we're going to just recycle some old clips and show us just a bunch of musical aspects of it, I would like to see the whole thing, because that shows a bit of who they are as performers and things of that nature. They may have had old episodes, but at least here at AfterBuzz, we have brand new episodes every single time. So we're still here to bring it live to you. I kind of wish they would have incorporated something a little bit new. I can't be harsh on them because of the times we're in, but if they would have had something like maybe the people doing a Zoom call like we are, you know, coming in live, talking about their segment or something, or singing us a live song, who knows? They should have, maybe, I don't know. It may have made it a little bit more fresh and new if they added something into it.
For sure. And our producer actually brought up a really good point. Would this Easter episode would have been like this in normal times where we could go live? And I think it might have been like this, but I think it would have been probably 1 hour and maybe just one episode and not 2 weeks of episodes. So that's the other thing that throws it off, is that they're elongating it as well. And we know that's what's coming next week, instead of more getting to know what these guys are up to. I'm stuck on it. I'm stuck on there being another 2 hour one next week.
You're right. Because it's when it's Easter, like if we were out and about in our everyday thing, we would remember it's Easter day. I kind of forgot it was up until I woke
up.
And we would anticipate knowing there was an Easter episode coming in. So we wouldn't be expecting it. Plus, we couldn't be stuck indoors, so we would be so bored all day long, right? So we need a brand new episode, and that's kind of what we're dealing with right now.
For sure.
Very true. And like I said, and going back to it, it was a tease to me when they just showed little clips of their performances. That's what bothered me the most. I'm like, I know I'm saying it again, but just that would have made the biggest difference to me if they just showed the whole performance, you know?
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Yeah. Absolutely true. Well, with that, let us get into the things that we were really happy and excited to see, because they did give us a lot of content within the episode tonight. So let's start with Just Sam. We got to watch Just Sam tonight, and that is a treat in itself, because like you said, rewatching a full performance would have been amazing, because how many times do we sit on YouTube and rewatch performances over and over that we really like? So getting to see all of her performances from the beginning, to me, it was shocking to see the audition and then her big jump to a Selena song. What did you think, Lisa?
Yeah, totally agreed. Again, like, she was one of the contestants so much. I wanted to see the entirety of every performance back to back, but I'll take what I can get, the little clips. And I thought it was really cute too, that the little part that they added extra was that, I guess, that Ryan Seacrest did a shout out on live with Kelly and Ryan for her grandma. He said hello to Miss Elizabeth, who's Sam's grandma. So we can give her a shout out right now too. Hi, Miss Elizabeth.
Hi.
Your daughter's killing it. We love Just Sam. She was definitely a highlight of the show tonight for sure.
Perfect. And something else before we get into the rest of the episode, Hamza, you have anything to say to the people that are watching us right now?
I mean, like I said earlier, we don't have any recycled episode. Everything we do here is brand new. So make sure you guys subscribe below, like, leave us a comment. Let us know what you want us to talk about. As you can tell, they're recycling episodes, so we want something new to discuss. Give us some of your thoughts and ideas. Subscribe below.
Absolutely. Okay. Next up, Lauren Smith. Does she have a third name?
Yes.
Lauren. Yeah. Uh-huh. Lauren Spencer Smith.
Lauren Spencer Smith. Yes. She came back to us tonight, and we again saw her evolution, but we got to see a full unseen performance from her?
I don't think we did. I think they just recycled her stuff. Yeah, it seemed very much the same as it is. The feeling was always the same as it was there. So I think she sang the same song that we've already seen, just probably extended versions of it.
Yeah, but what we did get to...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, please.
No, I was happy that they started the show with her, because I'll be honest with you, I did not remember her from the beginning. You know, I remembered her last couple performances, but she was one that I was really happy to see that they covered and showed all her performances. Because I was like, oh, wow, I didn't realize how good she was way back in the audition. So... I was happy that they started the show with her tonight.
Yeah, she was also one of the ones that we got to see what her life was, kind of leading up, what she does, who's around her, talk about her family a little more, which was nice to see. It was a nice, calming story with no tears. So that was a change. And I do love her voice. And we saw that she bought herself a big Ariana Grande ponytail. And whipped it around for that live performance.
Walked it out.
So yes, I agree. I'm glad that we saw her.
Yeah. After the quarantine's over, I'm gonna try the same hairstyle as her. Okay. I'm gonna see if I can whip it around.
Oh, nice. That's interesting. And I would like you to do that live.
My hair's growing, guys. I haven't had a haircut. It's growing.
I see that. Very
You'll long. Have that ponytail soon, Hamza.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Katrina, I don't know how you feel about this. Can I just throw in my two cents on Gil? Now, you guys remember Gil. He was the guy, he got cut. He was one of the people I was happy to see come back. He did Proud Mary. He was the guy in the thigh-high red patent leather boots, flipping his hair around. I missed him. I was happy that they brought him back. And I remembered when he auditioned and did Proud Mary, and he made it through to Hollywood Week, but then we kind of didn't hear anything else after that. He got cut in Hollywood, but I don't think they showed it. So anyway, I just said this. I was happy to see that performance again.
It was a good performance.
This is a very Lisa episode.
Totally. Totally. Just happy to see everybody. Happy to have him back. Just loving on him. I totally see what you're saying, but I think one of the reasons why he got through is totally charisma and personality and
likeability.
Sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally sold it. But then they got about 50 times harder once we started going head to head with other people. So I'm not surprised that we didn't see him again after that.
Right.
Exactly. True. But I'm glad we got to see him tonight. That's okay.
There you go. Absolutely. Back for you. Next up, we have Olivia. And we got to see her perform with her school dance team again.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the part I was most excited about. But Hamza, I think you liked her unseen performance better than that. Tell us.
That was when I said to myself, you know what? These unseen performances might be something to look into, because I liked her performance. And it wasn't like I liked her performance as an audition for American Idol. I liked her performance as a performance. And I think that it was a nice way of being able to showcase her talents and what she does, gave her a little bit of a platform. Seeing her dance with the dance team was nice too. She's a great artist. And even if she doesn't go too far in American Idol, whether she does or doesn't, I feel like this will just help grow her fan base, because I became a fan of hers just by seeing these unseen footages.
There you go. What did you think of Olivia? Did you like seeing her, Lisa?
Absolutely. Yeah. And same thing. I liked the dance crew. I don't like everything, but I do. I also liked seeing her with the dance crew. Because she was the one, remember, it was like last week or the week before. I had forgotten. Oh, when she did Tina Turner, when she did Proud Mary in Hawaii and was doing the dance and everything, I forgot that she was a dancer. So it was good to be brought back to that original audition with the dance troupe in there, and to see her in her element with her girls. And that was cool to see.
For sure. We've got some comments in the live chat, and I know people are watching, so don't be shy in their live chat. Chime in with us. Let us know what you think. Tara Baltz, of course, agrees that Just Sam is awesome.
Just Sam, of course, Just Sam is awesome. Just Sam, so here's the thing. We were looking at her audition, and I said to myself, is it an audition or is it a performance? Because hers, every time I watch it, it seems like it's a show, and it's just always on point and so entertaining. And if you go on American Idol's YouTube, she has about 900K views on her songs, about 450K. Oh. Those are me alone. Just
nice. You heard it here first, Just Sam. All fans, and Hamza is racking up those views for you.
Yeah, that's all me.
Keeping it alive. All right, so moving on. So this next fact that this contestant shared did have me crying. I did sob during this episode. Aww. And Sophia Wackerman, of course, we watched her performances and she nailed it as always. But she announced, first of all, she did a check-in, an April check-in during all of this. And she announced that she is going to indeed change her name, but she is not going to change it to what Katy Perry wants her to, which was Sophia Starr. She is going to change it to Sophia James in honor of her brother, who she loves most in this world.
I'm with it. I'm for it. 100% for it. I'm 100% for it. That was the whole reason we said Sophia Starr. Because of her mom, right? Her mom's a singer.
Her mom's,
and that's why they said to go. But I like the James part better, because it makes her less of a superstar celebrity style, but more of just an artist. And the connection with the story and everything is wonderful. So Sophia, man, you're going to go so far. I love it. I love every second of it. Sophia gave me my Lisa moment of the night. Everything was great.
Oh.
What'd you think, Lisa? I know there's not much more to say about that fact.
Yes, I got chills. When she made that comment, it just, I got chills. I got choked up too. How beautiful. What a beautiful tribute to her brother. That was perfect. So nice.
Her number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
And her partner in life.
Yes.
So good.
Beautiful.
Oh, we didn't point out your foliage, Lisa.
Oh, thanks for noticing. A little Easter spirit today, a little springtime, you know.
Okay. Just giving props for props or due. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. No problem. Gotta add a little something. Thanks.
I love it.
So next up, we have Michaela Phillips.
Yeah.
I love her, as we know. And I liked going back to her audition song where she was a little bit stripped down and just kind of singing her heart out as the almost Ariana Grande that she is. Anybody have any thoughts on her? I just wanted to add it in.
Oh, I totally agree with you. She was one I wrote down also. I had forgotten that she was one of the people that did Who's Loving You early on.
Yeah.
And she killed it in her audition. I had forgotten about that performance. And then we got to hear a little bit of her Jennifer Hudson performance again, which I love when she does that that song from Dreamgirls, and I'm telling you, I'm not leaving. So I was happy to see little pieces of those two performances, but again, they were teases. I wanted to hear the whole performance, not little clips of them.
Right. Absolutely. Lisa, that's one of the songs actually would be the one I would want to see the entire performance for. Cause it's like, that's Jennifer Hudson, you already know, can sing, and every note she hits on point. And it, to see Michaela try to do it in her own style, but also hit all the notes and stuff and be able to really nail it. I would have loved to see the whole entire thing.
Yes.
So good. She's so good. All right. Moving on. So next up, we have got Franklin Boone.
Oh, yeah.
Who we saw a lot of performances from, but then he had an unseen performance that I really liked. What did y'all think? Hamza?
I liked it. He has a great sound, man. It's something about his voice. Well, obviously, it's pretty obvious. It's something about his voice. It's very soothing. It's very kind of calm. Just takes you through the emotions of the song and whatnot. And he did the same with this. It was good that this showed this unseen footage, because it really nailed the style that he likes to sing. It really nailed his talents overall. He hit the notes really well, and it was just a nice, smooth melody. I loved it. And I know Lisa loved it too, because that's her guy.
Yes.
She did.
Yep, for sure did.
In fact, Hamza, I wrote down, any chance to hear more from him is great with me. So yeah, I loved all the, I felt like we heard a lot more of him tonight. Like, they covered a lot of his songs in a little more detail than some of the other artists. I was happy.
Yep.
Which is a good idea, because like you said, his voice is very soothing and you get to zen out when you listen to him.
That's the one good thing about these unseen footage episodes. It's like a showcase of their artistry a little bit, and you get to see more of these people as artists versus contestants. So that's one positive I feel like I could take out of that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Hamza, were you on one of the episodes where Trina and I were talking about the School of Rock, like if that was a real thing or not? Because Franklin Boone is a teacher at the School of Rock. Were you part of that discussion the day we were mentioning that?
He wasn't there, because he probably would have had the answer.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was gonna say, Trina, so after that show, I looked it up online, and it is a real school, and apparently they're all over the country. Like, there's a School of Rock here in the LA area. They're everywhere.
They're like little franchises and stuff of a School of Rock, and then the movie was loosely based on that itself. Is that what you're talking about? The movie with the Black? Yeah.
Oh, so you knew it was a school all around the country?
Yeah, because when this first came out, actually, again, going back to my little sister, reminded me of her, because she was getting into instruments and stuff like that. And my other sister loved watching this movie over and over again. So that's when we started doing a little bit more research of how can we join a school like this? Because in our school, band was just the simple stuff, like, you know, a flute and whatnot. So yeah, we definitely did our research after this came out.
For sure.
Oh, wow.
I knew he would know.
Yeah.
When it comes to rock, for some reason, I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to rock music. I'm starting to realize that, because even the new Trolls movie came out, and I haven't seen any of them, but the new one looks like it's a rock and roll one. So I'm excited to see it for some reason.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fill us in. Let us know how it is.
Yeah,
all right. Last up on things we were happy to see. I was happy to see approximately a full 6 minutes of Arthur Gunn.
No surprise here.
With a special segment in that sickness, right? There was a special segment somewhere.
He had his own special segment on this episode. I just like listening to him. It's all stuff that, well, most of it is everything that we had heard before, but it is a nice, especially for all of these guys, it's nice to remember where they came from at the beginning. And now we remember people like him, their story, where they started out. And it was really cool to watch how the judges have believed in him the entire time. And I don't know if anybody caught this. Maybe this isn't your news, Lisa, but if it's not, he did an Instagram live yesterday.
Ooh.
And just sat there singing for a long time. And I was going to send it to you guys, but I didn't leave it to send it to you. And then it was over and it'd probably be rude to tell you about it then. But it was really, really good. I think you can still watch it. So y'all tune in. Arthur Gunn, the best, going to win this whole thing.
Trina, that's actually a good point if you think about it, because they're trying to figure out ways to continue the show going, right? And the only real way to do it would be to hold auditions through a live segment or some kind of a Zoom call like we're doing now. So that might have been just him hinting for, let's see how, or testing to see how audience reacts to a live show. And then hopefully they can continue it forward after that.
Maybe. Well, let's get into what we're going to talk about next then. Great segue. We want to talk to you guys about how you think that Idol should go live. We have some of our own ideas, but please, please comment in the chat or comment whenever you're watching this. Let us know. It'd be really fun. We'll share them on the next show. We want to know how everybody, I haven't heard what these guys have to say either. Let's talk about how we think Idol should move on with live shows. Lisa, tell me.
Well, I think I've been like letting you guys know through news as we get updates from Idol, what's going on. And the most recent thing that Ryan Seacrest said in an interview with TMZ is that their intention is to keep the show going remotely. So they're going to utilize technology and figure out a way to do this. So last Sunday, the Academy of Country Music, they were supposed to have the ACM Awards in Las Vegas. Obviously, those got postponed till September. But they still did, the ACM did a show called Our Country on CBS. I watched it and they actually did what Idol can do. So what they did, Gayle King was home in New York and she was the host of the show. And then they went remotely to different country artists in their homes all over the country. And it went seamlessly. They kept going back to Gayle in New York hosting the show and she'd throw to another performance. And there were even duets with different country artists in different parts, you know, in different states, and they were singing together. And I wondered if the technology would match up for the duets, and it did. They sounded great. So we know it's possible. And since we've seen this happen now, just last weekend for the Academy of Country Music, I think Idol might do something similar to that. You know, have the judges remotely, have the contestants perform
everybody
remotely.
Everybody just in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, Hamza? Any crazy techie ideas for how this should go?
I thought a few things. So I'm a big fan of wrestling. You guys already know this. And I've been watching WWE and they're still putting on live shows and there's no audience at all. And they'll have, I think there's a rule of how many people can be in the stadium or the area at the same time. I think it's 10 or less, but they cycle people in and out. So if you were to do something similar to that, I'm sure there's a lot of bars, maybe theaters, I don't know, stages out there in their hometowns that they can do performances at with no audience and it'll still be a stage and they're able to perform it and it's on a live to where we can see it, you know, live from that area. They could send maybe a camera guy and maybe a sound guy there, three people in a room. I mean, that's not too bad, is it?
Definitely, no, especially if there's no other option.
Right, and they're all here, right? They're all in LA or has everyone?
No, they all went back
home. I think they've
all
gone back. This is post-Hawaii.
Got it.
So they're in different spots. But I mean, there's only 20, and I know 20 sounds like a big number, but you know,
American Idol. So that, or I was also thinking, this is just me being super, super trying to be super creative. But in a movie theater, if we can have them stand in front of a screen and sing it, and in the screen, what we can do is have all the people who typically watch American Idol live in, and have little blocks all the way through with a bunch of people's faces, reactions, sounds, and make a live audience that way. Who knows?
For sure. That is great. I watch a lot of late night television and my favorite performance from home so far was, I believe, on James Corden. He was one of the first ones to do a concert from home with people from all over the world. BTS from Korea, he had people, or Billie Eilish from LA, and then Dua Lipa from London. So what she did, she was performing there. She had her track and her music there with her, and I assume probably a small sound system. It was a living room, so nothing too crazy. But so she was on, let's call it Zoom, assuming that's what it is, but it could be something different. And then around her were all these other little boxes of her dancers. So it even added the full performance element of it from her home, and they were all in their homes, and you're able to blow it up how they like to do these performances. They like to see what you can create, what you can put together, what you want people to do. And I think that is one of the great ways that they could possibly get through it, as long as, you know, the producers are able to line it all up, which they are. Our producers do an amazing job for us. And I would imagine their producers will do an amazing job for them as well. So I think that is what would be the most fun. And then you're right. It could be then like maybe the judges on the bottom. And they don't even have to be there together. They can all be in separate boxes too.
This might also be a good time for, sorry, Lisa, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this might be a good time for them to also do an acoustic style of an episode, you know? Everyone could be home in their closets or the small rooms or whatever. An acoustic sound would be great right now.
For sure.
Totally agree. Sure. And kind of along that style, what you're saying, I really believe in my gut that that's kind of what they're going to do, that people are going to stay in their homes because the contestants have all been sent home. And they, I stalk them all on Instagram, you know, I watch all their Instagram lives. And, I know, and they're all giving daily performances, almost daily. In fact, that was really good that Arthur Gunn finally did it, because he was one of them that wasn't performing daily. But all the other contestants have been really good about getting on Instagram Live. So since they're doing it anyway, and sometimes, you know, they get on together and sing together, they're comfortable already in their own homes performing. So it's just a matter of syncing it up like they did for the Academy of Country Music show. Now we know they can do that and have like Gayle King hosted that show from her home. So Ryan Seacrest can host from his house. The judges can be at their homes, and we can do this. They can do this.
Yep.
We got the chat chiming in.
Uh-oh.
Good. Tara Balt, interesting point, an opportunity to throw in a cappella skills. Imagine that if someone just a cappella'd, they're just suddenly they're beatboxing and they're singing and they're playing instruments with their mouth. Shocking stuff.
Good call. Good call.
Did anyone watch SNL live this weekend?
No, I missed it.
I didn't get a chance to do it either, but I will watch that and chime in again next week about other potential ideas, because I think everybody's getting really creative.
I watched it.
Oh,
Ryan?
This is the voice of God. No, no, no. This is Ryan in the booth.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. I checked it out and I thought it was really creative. I think that's a great reference to go to, is SNL was able to pull it off. It was different. Yeah, it was weird. But I think this is the time to get creative.
What did it look like?
So it was all, you could tell that every member was at their own place of residence, and that perhaps they might have mailed them equipment to record with just to make it look a little better. But every sketch was digital. Everyone was pre-recorded, other than Tom Hanks, I believe. I think he was the one that was live. It was a little odd. There was no laugh track. Like, I think if American Idol did it, there'd be no cheering. Which is a little different, but then again, like it was, they embraced it, and the type of sketches were, you don't have that much laughing when they're the digital ones anyway. So I thought it was a unique thing to attempt.
Nice.
Perfect. I'm so glad that someone watched it. Yeah.
Hey, I'll have to check it out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ryan, for that. So let us keep it moving. Get into Humza's special segment. What do we got?
So usually I like to do something in theme with the show. And since the show was, I guess, recycled clips or throwbacks or whatever you want to call them, let's do this. So a previous American Idol contestant, doesn't have to be a winner, just any contestant that was on the show before, who would you like to see them perform again? And what cover song would you want them to do from today's artist?
Lisa, any thoughts?
Okay. I know.
So you didn't tell me we'd have to sing today.
Okay, so the song, one of the songs of the season seems to be Rise Up. Several contestants have sang that song this season. Such a great song. So I would love to see either Fantasia Barrino or Jennifer Hudson sing Rise Up right now. I mean, that song with powerful voices like that, power, soulful voices. Ooh, I would love to hear either of those ladies sing Rise Up, since that's one of the songs of the season anyway.
Got it. Good one. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually already sing that song on YouTube.
I know.
You don't have a cover somewhere. It's a good call. Yeah. What about you, Trina? What do you think?
I would want probably Jordan Sparks, because she's one of my all-time faves. I don't know if anybody else watched, but her and Tori Kelly did a live together and sang two Jordan Sparks songs on live, and it was so good. Anyway, I would want Jordan to come back and sing her take on like a Harry Styles song or something like that. Her to be able to hit those notes but still sing in that vibe. I think that would be really cool.
Hey, nice. Trina. Oh, sorry. You mentioned David Archuleta last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So did you see he and Tori Kelly also did an Instagram live together? I was going to text you. You saw it?
Yeah. Yes, I saw it. Everything that Tori Kelly does, I know what's happening. Yeah, so good.
Good call. I would like to go with Adam Lambert, and I want to see him cover something of Adele's. Because, again, I do like that rock music. I know he can hit notes. So I want to see like a guy sing her version of the songs and just make sure, see if he can hit those notes and how he progresses throughout the song. I think would be interesting.
Wow.
There we go.
Good one, Hamza.
We got the
great
chat chiming in.
I like the chat. Who's in the chat now?
It's Tara Balt. The other people, we see you sitting there, guys. Chime in. Talk to us. Tell us. Tara Balt, as we remember from a couple weeks ago, huge Taylor Hicks fan. But Taylor Hicks singing Rise Up, as Lisa said. So that version of it, see, that is a really good idea, because Rise Up, as you said, a lot of people are singing it. It is not just on this competition show.
Yeah.
It is on all the competition shows. So the only people that should be singing that ever again now are people like Taylor Hicks that can sing it completely different.
Yes.
Agreed.
Good one. Very good one. Yeah.
And also agreed with you, Hamza, about Adam.
Yes.
So there we go. On your side tonight. All right, that was fun. Thanks for that one.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's move on to happy news. Take it away, Lisa.
So, okay, so I thought I was going to break this news. So I thought I was going to break this news today, but they actually kind of told it at the end of the show that this week American Idol posted on their social media that online auditions for season 19 have already begun. Auditions for the next season are typically held in August and September, but the producers made the decision to start taking applications earlier than usual. By starting the process now, it ensures that there won't be a delay in production for the next season. So for now, hopefuls can avoid the extra stress of auditioning live and instead can try out for the comfort of their home. If you're interested in auditioning for the next season, there's a link on American Idol's Instagram, or you can go to AmericanIdol.com.
We're going to try out. Three of us are trying. No, all three of us are trying.
That's actually... Maybe we should do that.
I'm doing it.
Three of us.
I'm doing
that
it.
Would
no, I'm
be
doing
fun.
It.
Oh, should we send it as one audition tape?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. Like Jessica Child or something. I don't know. I'll take it. Go.
Lisa's been waiting to perform. I don't know if you know her, but Lisa loves other people listening to her sing. So she's been waiting for this opportunity.
No, we got it. We got to audition, guys. Let's just do it for fun. Let's have a good time with it and let's see what happens.
Done. Straight up. Doing
it. Boy. And there go our viewers.
No. Sorry. They just wrote. Everybody in the chat started talking. It's crazy. Yeah.
Tara Bald can come with us too.
Right? Absolutely, yes. She can. All right, what else you got?
So last year's American Idol winner, Lane Hardy, came out with two new songs this week, Ground I Grew Up On and Let There Be Country, which is actually the first music he's released since winning the show last year.
Wow.
The Louisiana raised singer says he wants to give country music fans a taste of where he's from. He hopes these songs will paint a picture of how he grew up on the bayou, running through the fields with his cousins and fishing on the lake. He stresses that Louisiana is always going to be in his heart, and he just wants to keep making the people from Louisiana proud of him. You can find links to Lane's new music on his social media.
Yeah.
That was exciting. You know, he won last year, and we haven't really heard much from him. So I've got
Let's do it.
I know.
Yeah.
And finally, Season 5 contestant Catherine McPhee recreated a performance from 14 years ago with former Idol judge Simon Cowell watching her on FaceTime. Catherine sang Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing on Instagram Live, a performance that Simon did not enjoy when she first sang it on Idol many years ago. Catherine's husband, David Foster, who actually co-wrote the song, accompanied her on the piano for the Instagram performance. She even had the iconic yellow dress that she originally wore while performing the song on Idol. Although she didn't put the dress on for the Instagram performance, afterwards she did post a photo of herself wearing it on Idol back in 2006 and another photo of her in it now 14 years later. Simon Cowell, Catherine, and her fans all approved of her do-over of her American Idol performance.
Amazing.
You can check out more of Catherine McPhee's home concerts with her husband, David Foster, on her Instagram.
David Foster as your husband, too, makes all that lots easier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard her name in a while. That was a throwback. I completely forgot she performed way back when. That was one of my favorites back then when I used to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope that everybody starts doing stuff like that. I mean, yeah. Everybody kind of has, but being more creative about what you're doing is
agreed.
Fun. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some predictions, guys. Let's go ahead and do who we think we're going to see next week, if we can remember the other 10, and then what we think is going to happen for after that. What do we think about these live shows? Lisa, go ahead.
Well, first of all, next week we find out if it's going to be Lauren Macetti or Grace Lear who makes it through to the top 20. I don't know. I kind of feel like, okay, they had America Vote, but they might throw us another twist just because we're kind of going through hard times right now anyway, and let both the girls go through. I don't know. They're both so good. And to be honest, I've been looking at a lot of the Idol message boards and online, and a lot of people are pretty upset that they put two contestants who are so good up against each other when they let other people through. So I don't know. I feel like there might be one more twist where they decide to let them both through.
Let's hope so. What do you think, Hamza?
I agree with Lisa, actually. That's kind of a good point. I think it might be nice to let them both go through. It'll be a feel-good moment for everybody. You kind of need that right now, so it'd be nice. I predict we're going to see some unseen footage. We kind of already know that.
Congrats.
Really, I kind of hope somebody gets a hold of this episode of ours today. Here's Lisa mentioned that, hey, we're going to do the full song. And let's just next time, let's just have full performances or longer performances. That's what I would hope to see prediction-wise.
For sure.
Yes.
I think we're going to see the exact same thing that we saw tonight, except for the 10 other people. And I am mostly blanking on who those people are. I can't exactly remember who we've got. So it should be exciting to see some new stuff that we're not expecting because it's been a while since we've seen anybody at all now. Well, next week anyway. And then I'm predicting that American Idol gets it together and we're going to do a live episode at the top of May or whatever week that is after next week, which is still April, I guess. But I predict that they will do something like all of the other shows we've been talking about and maybe even have some bigger ideas than we do.
Agreed.
Great prediction. Yeah.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. That's it for our show tonight. Hamza, where can the people find you?
Instagram and Twitter, Hamza_Mania. Hamza, HUMZA_Mania, MANIA. And I've actually been putting up a few different song stuff that I've been doing. So I put up some drums, some piano, probably throw up some singing. I don't know. Let's do some American Idol stuff now. So go on my Instagram and let's create.
Absolutely. What about you, Lisa? Where can they find you?
Well, I just want to say, Hamza, I saw your post the other day of you on the drums. You were killing it. I had no clue that you played. Yep. I'm like, all right, Hamza, I see you.
Thank you.
Dang, that was really good. I do not play the drums, but you can find me on Instagram at Lisa M. Macy. That's Lisa 2 M's ASI. However, although I don't play the drums, you can see a picture of my 70-year-old mother playing the drums on there. She took up the drums at 70. So there is a picture of her on there if you want to check it out.
Oh, I've got to check that out.
Yes.
Amazing. And you can catch us all on our American Idol auditions, including Lisa's, whenever we need to share those with you guys. And then you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Hey Trina Dong. Thank you so much for tuning in to the American Idol Season 18. This is me, part one episode. We will be back next Sunday to talk about part two, and we'll be back for all the episodes after that. Thank you so much, guys. We will see you soon. Bye.
Love.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.